You Can Handle Anything, episode number 359. Welcome to the You Can Handle Anything podcast. I'm your host, Shira Gura, and I know firsthand what it feels like to get hijacked by your emotions, keeping you from fully enjoying the moments and people in your life. In this podcast, I'll bring you into my world through personal stories, showing how you can remain calm and in control in the face of everyday emotional moments, ensuring you handle those situations without regret. After all, your life is built on moments, and I'm here to help you make the most of them. Let's get started. Hello, my dear listeners, and thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this podcast episode finds you well. I am in a very, very busy time of this season. My daughter just got discharged from the Army after being a combat soldier for 2 years and 9 months. So we as a family are experiencing that transition of having her back home, which is amazing. And we are currently planning our youngest son's bar mitzvah, which is less than 2 weeks away. And there is so much to do around that. And whoa, do I have a lot of stuck stories to share with you. In fact, I think I will share one of them with you next week. A lot of my stuck stories regarding this bar mitzvah has to do with making decisions of like what we're planning, what we're ordering in terms of food, how much to buy, how much to spend. A lot of chatter, right, in my mind around that. So join me next week to hear more and to hear how I'm getting myself unstuck from a lot of that noise. And what else? My husband, he is in a pretty big life slash career transition right now, which not only affects him, but it's affecting everyone. And if you've been following the podcast for the past few episodes, you know that I'm about to launch something new and big that will likely impact you in a positive way. And that is coming in April, which is just a couple of weeks away. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now in my life, and I'm navigating it all one moment at a time. And I think that's the key, to remember that moments are just moments. One moment in your lifetime, or even one moment in your day, doesn't have to define you. Even when moments come to you as a surprise, and a lot of them do, moments are something you can handle. And not only can you handle them, you can handle them without regret. That's the key, that you can handle it in a way that you are proud of because you maintained control instead of letting your emotions hijack you. Now, this is a skill, right? This does not come naturally. It's a muscle that needs to be worked. And if you think that you don't have this muscle, I want you to think twice, because you do. We all have it. We just need to work it. And like any other habit that you want to build, you need to be consistent with building it. And the best way to do that is to actually just realize that you're in a moment. You're always in a moment. And when you realize that you're in a moment, even if it feels like an ordinary moment, you have the capacity to choose how you respond in that moment, even if it feels difficult. So let me give you an example that just happened a few days ago. I was in the kitchen and I saw one of my kids on his phone. This kid is always on his phone. Okay, maybe not always, right? But it certainly feels like always. I mean, every time I look at him, his face is in the screen. And it worries me, right? It's certainly not healthy, like on many levels. The problem is, when I say something to him, he gets annoyed, he gets defensive, right? He claims that he's actually not on his phone most of the time and that I'm wrong and that I don't see him most of the day when he's not on it. Maybe. But still, when he's in the house, that's what I see. I don't see him reading a book. I don't see him going for a walk. I don't see him playing games with his friends, right? I see him on his phone. So the other day I made a comment about that, even though I know he doesn't like it, but I was stuck and so I reacted. And here's what was different about this specific moment. My daughter was home. Remember how I told you my daughter was just discharged from the Army? Well, you know, she's home now. And she was in the kitchen when I said that. And my daughter is pretty bold in sharing her thoughts. And she was bold in that moment, right? Like without a blink of an eye, she said, you know, Ima, he's just modeling after you. Whoa. I was like, whoa, what chutzpah you have, right? Now, maybe those weren't her exact words. You know, I'm paraphrasing. But it was definitely an affront. And it was rude. And it was inappropriate as the daughter who was butting herself into business that wasn't hers. And guess what else it was? It was a moment. Remember how I was talking about moments a few moments ago? If you can catch yourself and realize that you're in a moment, you have agency over what you do with that moment. And if you can diagnose yourself in that moment as feeling stuck, you're in an even better place. And that's exactly what I did. I told myself I was stuck and then moved on to use the unstuck method to get myself unstuck. Because the unstuck method for me is like a lifesaver. No matter what situation I'm in, it helps me to feel better and it helps me to feel more in control. So I took a stop. I counted 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's what helps to widen the gap between trigger and response. I totally recommend it. And then I tuned into what I was feeling, right? Irritated, resentful, annoyed, disappointed. And I let myself feel all of it. I just stood there. It looked like I was frozen, you know, like a statue in the middle of the kitchen. But actually, I was allowing myself to feel those sensations to run through me. I mostly noticed those feelings, by the way, in the muscles between my eyebrows. Then I went on to uncover my thoughts because it's always our thoughts that get us stuck in the first place. I believe my daughter has a lot of chutzpah. Is that true? No, that's my story, right? Someone else might say, my daughter's bold and very authentic. I believe my daughter thinks she knows better than me. Is that true? Nope. She was just offering her perspective. I believe my daughter should take back what she said and apologize in front of my kid. Is that true? No. There was no need for her to apologize because I'm not responsible to change or control her. I'm only responsible to control my response to her. So what did I consider? Thanking her. Oh my God, it's hard for me to even imagine that I'm saying this because years ago, I would never have even considered that. But I did. I considered thanking her. Why? Because I considered there was some truth to what she said. There's always some truth to what we say, right? Even though 99% of what we say is a story, right? It's just our perspective laid on top of some fact. There is always some truth to them. And she was right. I am on my phone often when I'm in the house. And actually, it's something I'd like to start looking at, you know, and putting a boundary on because, well, first of all, I don't want to be seen as someone who's always on her phone. And secondly, I'm probably wasting a lot of precious time out of my life unnecessarily being on the phone when I don't need to. So I thanked her and said, yeah, there is some truth to that. And that kind of diffused the situation and deflected my original comment, you know, to my son off of him, which I'm sure he felt better about. And while I still do believe I and my husband need to figure out a better solution about the phone issue with our kids, it wasn't something I needed to figure out in that moment, right? I needed time to think about it and get clear before moving forward. And before I moved on to the next thing, I took a moment to hold myself in self-compassion for getting stuck in the first place. It happens. I'm human, just like the rest of us. But thank God for the unstuck method. I was able to handle it well and move on. No drama, no catastrophes, nothing to fester over. End of story, right? Turn the page, move on. What a gift it is to be able to do that. As a reminder, this is not something I was able to do in my past. In fact, I never even knew there was a way to handle difficult situations like this. I never learned this growing up. But once I did, my life became so much easier. So, my dear podcast listeners, the next time someone makes a claim about you right in front of your face and it feels awful and hurtful and annoying, I want to encourage you to consider there may be some truth to it. And you can thank them for sharing that with you. You can consider not taking it personally and just thanking them for pointing out the facts. And watch what happens. It's like magic. Trust me, neither of you will know what happened. And this is not to say, by the way, that you might not want to have a conversation with that person at another time. But in that moment, the focus needs to be on you and how you are responding to them. It's not about you trying to control them or teach them a lesson or try to get them to apologize. Oh, how I wish we could continue this conversation about this episode because it's such a good one, but it'll have to wait a couple of more weeks until I share with you about my community, which I will be inviting you to, so that we can continue this conversation together and really revolutionize how we handle the everyday emotional moments that we all face. I can't wait to share that news with you, so please stay tuned as it's coming soon. Thank you so much for choosing to be with me this week. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your day. And remember, you can handle anything. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the You Can Handle Anything podcast. If this podcast adds value to your life, I would be so grateful if you could spare 30 seconds to do three things. 1, follow or subscribe to the podcast. 2, leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you listen on. And 3, share an episode with a friend. Your support keeps the podcast thriving, and for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to being back with you next week.